Welcome back to No Hidden Agenda TV, sponsored by Caesars Entertainment. I'm Sarah Solomon. If you haven't seen Michael Cervelli's Hot List in person, you're in for a treat. We got to see the Hot List presented live just a couple of weeks ago at the ADNI annual meeting, and now we're chatting with Michael Cervelli himself about some of the creative event trends he's seeing firsthand. Michael, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's start by having you give us a brief overview of the Hot List for those that may not be familiar with it and why you decided to bring it back after a couple of years.
The Hot List was created because I was attending conferences and I felt I wasn't getting tangible information from these conferences, meaning someone will get on stage, look what I did, look at the pretty decor, look at this, look at that. It just drove me a little crazy in my Italian New York head. Like, why can't you just tell me where you got it from? I'm going to call that person and use that item or buy that item. And from there, the Hot List was created for me to open up my little black book of ideas, share it with the world. Because I believe I can't give one person 52 events in a year, but if I could give them two and you could give them one and this person could give them two, then they're working. It builds our industry to where we are. So the Hot List started from a classroom of 300 people to now thousands of people show up to see this live show of events, event ideas, entertainment, product, unique items that we could be using for our events. And thank God it's something that has grown into this phenomenon. And it just came back this year after a 2-year hiatus. Someone knocked on my door one day last year and said, how about we bring it back? I was like, ugh, do you know the work that's involved and all the ideas and sharing the information and getting this out there and convincing people to come back? Well, my team busted their horns, did a great job on it, and we brought it back. And the minute we announced that it's back, the phone just started ringing. Where? When? Wow. So we see this industry looking and they're hungry again because events are back.
So we speak often about creating an experience, and that's exactly what you help facilitate through Cervelli's Hot List and all of the incredible vendors that you bring to the table. What trends are you seeing booked the most this year so far?
AI technology coming to our events, photography right away. What's happening with photography and AI, and we know it's filters and things like that, but people are really, really excited about it. New ways to do photography from AI, like I said, to even photographs of your iris, a picture of your eye that turns into an artwork. New ways, not just a photo booth, a backdrop and things like that. Definitely shorter wows, much shorter wows. If you think about TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, people aren't looking for a 20-minute show anymore. They're looking for something 3 to 5 minutes. How do we open this up? How do we have something in the middle? How do we tie it together at the end? Or maybe just an opening, maybe just a closing, but short, 3 to 5 minutes. And then truly food. Food and entertainment, combining that together, the catering end of it, working really closely with the caterers to match this event, to match this theme, to match what's happening that night, the experience of the night. Food and beverage has become something that has married together with events, from alcohol to dessert. Big, big, big wows are out there right now.
And it's my understanding you've got news that is hot off the press regarding the future of Cervelli Creative.
I think it was time for me to say, okay, how do I keep this shingle on the door? How do I not sell my company and then work for somebody for 5 years with my ideas and things like that? So basically what I'm doing in September of this year, I'm stepping down as president. I'm going to become the chief creative officer for my own company. And what we're doing on our end is we're building a back end, a stronger back end with a true managing director, director of operations. Our future president is here right now and getting ready for this role and putting everything in place. They can't take my name off the shingle, but we'll be partners in the future. I'll own a piece of it. They'll own a piece of it and let this grow. So that's how we're building it, by bringing the right people in to build the infrastructure that builds the right team. And who knows, maybe one day the whole building will be Cervelli Creative, not just 2 floors of event space and 2 floors of us. Maybe it will be all of us one day. And I hope that for my team and the future of Cervelli Creative.
We are so excited about the future of Cervelli Creative and know your team will continue to take the company to new heights. Thank you again, Michael, and see you at a future industry event. Now let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be chatting with a wellness keynote speaker. Caesars Entertainment is known for major wellness initiatives. They engage in both internally and externally. Joining us now is wellness speaker Nolan Nichols, who is working with the company on several exciting projects. Nolan, can you tell us about some of the ways you have been collaborating on wellness initiatives with Caesars Entertainment?
So it's been so awesome to work with Caesars Entertainment, like you said, with internal and external events. Internally, I've been working with them at the beginning of the year. They had their national sales team kickoff in Las Vegas and was able to do some wellness sessions and breakouts with them. And I also work with them on industry activations such as Global Meetings Industry Day. I'll also be at their wellness summit in June. I'm also a featured speaker within their wellness menu. It is as comprehensive of a wellness offering as I have ever seen. It is a deep dive in how can wellness be infused to your event? You know, a lot of times maybe with wellness, you think, you know, food and beverage, and certainly that's a big part of it. But there's so much more in that menu than food and beverage. It's about activities you can do within your event. It's speakers. It's ideas of how to activate your team. And it's just so incredible to have like a deep dive resource, like a one-stop shop that you can pull open and really get a catalog of so many different options that you can really infuse wellness into your event. And it is so beneficial for people to really kind of have that one-stop shop to know what are the services, what are the activities, what are the speakers, what are the food and beverage options that we can bring to each event.
When we think about wellness, sometimes it can be overwhelming and hard to know where to start. What tips would you give to event organizers to help them ease into wellness and also make it an intentional experience for their attendees?
So the first thing I'll mention is making space for meditation or silence. So it could be something as simple as to start out your morning session. Maybe it's a 3-minute meditation exercise where you put some light instrumental music on the background, and then you have maybe a series of prompts. Doesn't have to be anything fancy. In fact, you can pre-record it so that you don't need somebody on stage to start the day, to start your session with 3 minutes of meditation. Can really go a huge way in really kind of getting attendees in the mind space that they need to be. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is create ways to foster attendee engagement. The reason people are in person and not virtual is because they want to be able to have those sidebar conversations, those special connections that can only happen when you're in the room. So a good way to do this might be if the room set up where people are sitting at a table, or you have groups of people sitting in different areas, you know, starting out with a question and be like, turn to your neighbor or turn to your table and discuss what's the biggest takeaway that has stood out to you from yesterday's session or from this morning session. You give them kind of the jumping off point to really build a relationship with somebody new, a new friendship, a new connection, and that can really foster well-being when we lean into relationships. Number three, it's great to have the 6:30 a.m. yoga session or the 7 a.m. workout in the fitness room that people can go to. I love it, that's awesome, but not everybody's gonna wake up early when maybe they've had a late night, you know, hanging out with friends. So what can you do to create something on demand that people can do as it fits into their day? So one idea would be a wellness walk where it's maybe like a 5-minute podcast, 5-minute audio recording that can live within the event app that you're already using that people can play as they're walking from the hotel to the convention center. Or maybe they just need 5 minutes outside after a session and they do a walk and they can just play that on the app. But those are kind of three that can really be done in a cost-effective way, and really what it takes is intentionality.
Thank you, Nolan. We can't wait to attend the Caesars Wellness Summit this June to hear you speak in person.
Tomorrow is International Women's Day, a moment where we come together to celebrate the advancements that women have made and to empower our communities to continue to build a more equitable future for women and girls all across the globe. In an effort to create more visibility for leading women in the events, hospitality, and tourism industry, I have launched the 3rd annual Women to Watch Awards, an opportunity for our community to shine a light on their peers. Through storytelling-based nominations, hundreds of people from the industry have shared sentiments about women who are leading at all levels from all walks of life, who inspire others through their hustle, grit, integrity, courage, and more. Nominations are now closed, and this year's award winners will be announced tomorrow, March 8th. Visit Courtney-Stanley.com or follow at Courtney on Stage on social media to celebrate and recognize this year's Women to Watch.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. We'll be back with more industry content on March 21st.